Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we are continuing our reading from the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 3. It should be text 28. Yes. Sa tvam ghorad ugrasena atmajan nas trahi trastan pritya pitrasa hasi rupam chedam paurusham jnana dishnyam ma Pachaksham, Mangsa, Drisham, Krishishtaha, Satvangora Dugrasenat Majanas, Trahi Trastan Britya Vitrasya Hasi, Rupang Chedang Porushang Tyana Dishnyam, Ma pratyaksham mangsa drisham krishishtaha Satvangorad ugrasenat majanas Trahi trastan pritya vitrasahasi Rupang chedang porusham dhyana dishnyam Ma pratyaksham mangsa drisham krishishta Satvangorad ugrasenat majanas Trahi trastan pritya vitrasahasi Rupang chedang paurusham jnana dishnyam Ma pratyaksham mangsa drisham krishishtaha. Please chant. Satvangora dugrasenat majanas Trahi trastan britya vitrasahasi Rupang chedang paurusham jnana dishnyam Ma pratyaksham mangsa drisham krishishtaha Satvangorad ugrasenat majanas Trahi trastan britya vitrasahasi Rupang chedang paurusham jnana dishnyam Ma pratyaksham mangsa drisham krishishtaha Satvangorad ugrasenat majanas Trahi trastan britya vitrasahasi Rupang chedang paurusham jnana dishnyam Ma pratyaksham mangsa drisham krishishtaha Vaishnavis Satvangorad ugrasenat majanas
Trahi trastan vritya vitra sahasi. Rupang sedang paurasang jnana disyam. Ma pratyaksham mang sarjasham krishishtah. Satvam gora dugrasenat majanas. Trahi trastan vritya vritra sahasi. Rupang sedang paurasang jnana disyam. Ma pratyaksham mang sarjasham krishishtah. Satvam gora dugrasenat majanas. Trahi trastan vritya vitra sahasi. Rupang sedang paurasang jnana disyam. Ma pratyaksham mang sarjasham krishishtah.
Okay, synonyms. Saha, your lordship. Tvam, you. Korat, terribly fierce. Ugrasena atmajat, from the son of Ugrasena. Naha, us. Trahi, kindly protect. Trastan, who are very much afraid of him. Pritya vritra saha asi. You are naturally the destroyer of the fear of your servants. Rupam, in your Vishnu form. Cha, also. Idam, this. Paurusham, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Jnana Dishnyam, who is appreciated by meditation. Ma not. Pratyaksham, directly visible. Mang sadrisham, to those who see with their material eyes. Krishishtaha, please be. Srila Prabhupada's translation for this verse. My Lord, because you dispel all the fear of your devotees, I request you to save us and give us protection from the terrible fear of Kamsa. Your form as Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is appreciated by yogis in meditation. Please make this form invisible to those who see with material eyes. Please repeat. My Lord, because you dispel all the fear of your devotees, I request you to save us and give us protection from the terrible fear of Kamsa. Your form as Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is appreciated by yogis in meditation. Please make this form invisible to those who see with material eyes. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The word dhyana dishnyam is significant in this verse because the form of Lord Vishnu is meditated upon by yogis. Dhyanavashtista tadgatena manasa pashyanti yam yoginaha. Devaki requested the Lord, who had appeared as Vishnu, to conceal that form, for she wanted to see the Lord as an ordinary child, like a child appreciated by persons who have material eyes. Devaki wanted to see whether the Supreme Personality of Godhead had factually appeared or she was dreaming the Vishnu form. If Kamsa were to come, she thought, upon seeing the Vishnu form, he would immediately kill the child. But if he saw a human child, he might reconsider. Devaki was afraid of Ugrasena Atmaja. That is, she was afraid not of Ugrasena and his men, but of the son of Ugrasena. Thus, she requested the Lord to dissipate that fear, since he is always ready to give protection, abhayam, to his devotees. Quote, "My Lord," she prayed, "I request you to save me from the cruel hands of the son of Ugrasena, Kongsa. I am praying to your lordship to please rescue me from this fearful condition because you are always ready to give protection to your servitors." End of quote. The Lord has confirmed this statement in the Bhagavad Gita by assuring Arjuna, quote, "You made it clear to the world, my devotee shall never be vanquished." End of quote. While thus praying to the Lord for rescue, Mother Devaki expressed her motherly affection, quote, "I understand that this transcendental form is generally perceived in meditation by the great sages, but I am still afraid because as soon as Kamsa understands that you have appeared, he might harm you. So I request that for the time being you become invisible to our material eyes." End of quote. In other words, she requested the Lord to assume the form of an ordinary child. Quote, "My only cause of fear from my brother Kamsa is due to your appearance. My Lord Madhusudana Kamsam may know that you are already born. Therefore, I request you to conceal this four-armed form of your lordship, which holds the four symbols of Vishnu, namely the conch shell, the disc, the club, and the lotus flower. My dear Lord, at the end of the annihilation of the cosmic manifestation, you put the whole universe within your abdomen. Still, by your unalloyed mercy, you have appeared in my womb. I am surprised that you imitate the activities of ordinary human beings just to please your devotee." End of quote. Devaki was so afraid of Kamsa that she could not believe that Kamsa would be unable to kill Lord Vishnu, who was personally present. Out of motherly affection, therefore, she requested the Supreme Personality of Godhead to disappear. Although because of the Lord's disappearance, Kamsa would harass her more and more, thinking that the child born of her was hidden somewhere, she did not want the transcendental child to be harassed and killed. Therefore, she requested Lord Vishnu to disappear. Later, when harassed, she would think of him within her mind. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschate Deshtarine Om Agyana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmulitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Chaitanya Manobhishtang Stapitang Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandehang Shri Guru Shirtapadakalam Shri Gurun Vaishavangsha Shri Rupam Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vatam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishalkan Vatangsha He Krishna Karana Sindhu Dina Bando Jagapate Gopesha Gopika Kant Radha Kanta Namosate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Haripre Vancha Kopa Tarubhya Shah Kripa Sindhubi Evacha Patitanang Pavane Pyo Vaisnave Pyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So don't take it wrongly. Sebastian is my friend. Actually, he's teaching me some Polish because I'm going to Poland in August. So don't take it wrongly. He's my good friend. So here, it's one of those verses that points out how difficult it is to understand the Srimad Bhagavatam without the assistance of a pure devotee. Without Srila Prabhupada's commentary, which is based on also and in line with the commentary of predecessor acharyas, it's difficult to understand Devaki's mood. We have to accept Devaki is a pure devotee of the Lord, otherwise the Lord would not be appearing as her son, appearing before her and her husband, Vasudeva, in this trying condition that they find themselves in. They're locked in a prison cell, shackled in chains. And yet, in that condition, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, appears before them as their child. First in his four-arm form, carrying the four symbols of Vishnu. Shankha, Padma, Gada, Chakra. And now she's praying to him, and it seems a bit confusing. First, she's addressing him as the Supreme Lord. She knows who he is. She has already stated in previous verses that she understands his position as the supreme source of everything, control of everything. But yet, it seems that she's thinking that Kamsa can kill him. So how is this possible? If you know that you're dealing with God, the Supreme Being, the Supreme Person, control of everything, source of everything, how can you think that anyone can kill him? But so Prabhupada mentions in the purport about maternal affection, motherly affection. It's similar to Yashoda's affection for Krishna and Vrindavan. She's churning butter, but as she's wondering what's Krishna up to, is he in harm's way? He may be, you know, stepped on by a cow or something may bad man. You know, she's like, because she's covered over with this maternal affection, she's thinking that Krishna can be harmed. So similarly here, Devaki's not exactly the same mood as Yashoda, but she understands who Krishna is. He appears. It would be difficult not to, even for us. If all of a sudden the Lord appears before you, boom, forearm form, brilliantly shining and, you know, carrying the conch shell and the lotus flower and the club and the disc, it would be very difficult for you not to understand it. This is not an ordinary person. Or to speak, you know, even the demigods. Again, so many times I've said if we were just walking down the street and all of a sudden Lord Shiva goes by a Nandi or Lord Brahma comes swooping down in his Hansa carrier, you'd have to realize you're not dealing with an ordinary person. This is not some advertising stunt or, you know, although foolishly some of us might think like that. This is probably just some, you know, advertisement for American Airlines or something. No. So, we accept though, because we accept the Bhagavatam, that there are entities that are higher than human beings. Persons who are not so fortunate to accept the Bhagavatam, they think that the human form of life is the pinnacle of evolution, there's nothing higher. But we know that's not a fact, or we accept that it's not a fact, that there are beings that are much more powerful than we are. They have abilities, capabilities that we don't have. One that's pointed out regularly is their ability to fly from planet to planet without the need of any spacecraft. Recently, supposedly this spacecraft that they sent out to examine Pluto just got there, and they're all applauding each other. 5 years later, we finally get there. Now we can study the planet. And, you know, we don't have to spend all that money and go to all that trouble. We just accept what the Bhagavatam says. You don't have to spend a lot of millions and billions of dollars to study other planets. Just accept the descriptions given in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And based on those descriptions, we accept that they're beings, again, that they have powers that we don't have. They can instantly fly from planet to planet. They can do so many wonderful things that we can. They control the bodies of others very easily. Some demigods are controlling the blinking of others' eyelids, and we're very dependent in that way, dependent on their... But they're not the Supreme. Devaki and Vasudev, they're dealing with the Supreme Being here, Lord Vishnu. So they recognize that. But at the same time, because of their maternal, paternal affection towards the Lord, they are fearful, seemingly fearful for his existence. They're not afraid of their own existence. Pure devotees are not afraid in that way. Just like Prahlad, he was not afraid of Hiranyakashipu. Many times, I think even in this last lecture last Sunday, Prabhupada pointed out that he never addressed him as father. He addressed him as best of the demons, a Suryavaryan. Tatsadamanye Suryavaryadehinam Sarasamudvigna Diyam Asatgrihad. So, he didn't address him as father. Yes, that, yeah, Prabhupada mentioned last Sunday, I think that was that famous verse about Tatmanyam Asaras Chahatat Toyayam Odeita Sadhu Apivrishtikas Sarpahatya. Prabhupada was pointing out that when he was a new devotee in the Gaudiya Math, he was taking a bath and a huge snake came out, cobra, confronted him. And from the balcony, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj said, "Kill him!" So some brahmacharis came with sticks and killed the snake. And Prabhupada had a little doubt that here's a great saintly person and he's ordering some living entity to be killed. How is that? Saintly persons, they're, you know, not inimical to any living entity. So when he came across this verse in the seventh canto, Prahlad Maharaj is praying to Lord Nrisingadev to pacify him. Padyasya manyam asuras chahatas toyadi. He said, "Now please be pacified because this great demon has been killed. But you may think, well, other people will be upset." No, no. Modeta sadhur api vrishtika sarpahatya. That even the sadhus are happy when envious living entities like the snake, Sarpa and Vrishtik, the scorpion, are killed. But why? Prabhupada explained, because unnecessarily they bite you. You just happen to be in the proximity and they will bite you. I've been invited to go hiking today with Rabindranath and Jaganivas and his family. And so we'll probably go in the mountains somewhere around here. And I've hiked these mountains many, many times. And almost practically every time I go, I see at least one rattlesnake. These hills are full of rattlesnakes, so be careful when you walk there. And they will do that. They will bite you unnecessarily. I had an encounter once. I was walking with Prajendra and his wife, Rasalila, and my ex, and we were going along one trail with some deep bush on both sides. So two of them went ahead, and the snake came out between myself and the person that was ahead. And big one, big Pacific rattler. And it was, the Pacific ones have green coloration, not the tan that you see normally with the Western diamondbacks. And he was ready to bite, but he was confused because he didn't know, should I bite this way or bite that way? And I could see him trying to decide which way to bite, and then he just, and then he just went off. So they're like that. Without disturbing them or bothering them in any way, they're ready to bite you. So saintly persons are glad to see such, you know, vicious creatures killed. And then Prabhupada quoted the Chanaka Pandit, Sarpat Kura Kala Kura Kala Kurataya Kala, that there are two kinds of envious creatures in the world. One is a snake and the other one is the envious human being. And then he said, by mantra and herbs you can control the snake, envious snake, but you can't control an envious human being by any means. So they're more dangerous. So this world is full of envious living entities. We see what happened recently in Dallas, just unnecessarily going out and shooting, killing, and previously in Orlando. And then people around the world are thinking, you guys are, you know, you're thinking that a few, five people dead, that's a big deal. Come to Baghdad. Almost every other week, 200 are killed by a car bomb or something like that. You're making a big deal out of five people. So these are envious activities carried out by envious personalities all around the world. And in Kali Yuga, it becomes more and more prominent. Very, very vicious personalities. But the upside, if you would, is that people become more serious about inquiring into why and what to do. Last night, Bhakta A, I had a conversation with him. He was saying that after this incident in Dallas, he was downtown and he had some books. And people were literally running up to him and asking, what are those books? Can I get one? You people are very saintly. I like you people like that. So they have rightfully concluded that the Hare Krishna devotees have the answers, in the form especially of Srila Prabhupada's books. So the leaders of the world, current leaders, misleaders we would call them, are still confused about why, what to do. They're still thinking that if we just improve every economic situation of everybody, but no, we see so many of these people are actually not from bad economic backgrounds. It's not that only those from bad economic but socioeconomic backgrounds commit crimes and do bad things. No. There was one famous character in the ISIS movement known as Jihadi John. He came from London and he was famous for beheading prisoners. Finally, they apparently killed him. But he was not from bad socioeconomic background. He was from a very good family. But due to envy, this enviousness born of ignorance, madness, they go out and do atrocious activities like this. So Kali Yuga is going to get worse. We're tasting just a little bit. We know Kali Yuga lasts for 432,000 years, out of which only 5,000 years have passed. We don't want to stick around here. We don't want to stick around. Even you may say, well, there's a 10,000-year golden, you know, period. But even if you live to be 100, that means in 10,000 years you can take birth 100 times. Most people don't live anywhere close to 100 nowadays. 60, 70, they're gone. So we don't want to come back. Prabhupada would exhort us, please finish up your business in this one lifetime. Don't stretch it out. Take it seriously. And the means of getting out of here is very, very simple. So simple that most people can't accept it. It seems too simple. Just chant Hare Krishna and I can go back to Godhead, get out of this crazy place. Yes. Just chant Hare Krishna. Why is it that Devaki and Vasudeva are Krishna's parents? Why? Are they super special living entities? On the one hand, we know that all jivas are technically the same, of the same quality, same potential. So why is it that some jivas become Krishna's parents and other jivas rot in the material world? It's by our own free will, our own activity. If you act in such a way that you qualify yourself as a devotee of Krishna, then Krishna may select you to become his parent, to become his friend, his boyfriend, girlfriend. It's by, ultimately by Krishna's will. Nobody can force himself into Krishna's circle of activities. It's not, we should never think that we can become so qualified that we can become an anything. No. Krishna is still up to Krishna in the long run. Krishna will select or not select. But we should at least try to qualify ourselves to be selected by Krishna. We should try to qualify ourselves. And Krishna is always looking out for us, even when we want to turn away from him. There's a nice story in the book distribution Nectar Conference. There's this devotee in London who was telling recently that back in 1981, he had been one of the top distributors in that yatra. Maybe not number one, but maybe number two or three like that. But gradually, his effectiveness became... He lost his effectiveness in book distribution. It gradually disappeared. He couldn't distribute books. His scores went down. He was getting more and more frustrated. And in his frustration, he started offending devotees, offending even Krishna. So he decided that, I'm just going to get out of here. I can't take it anymore. So he said he went out in the streets just to distribute enough books to collect Lakshmi to get a ticket to go back home. So he approached one lady, and out of nowhere, another woman just came up and grabbed the book and said, This man is a saint, pointing to Prabhupada's picture. He said, I want this book. And he was shocked. He said, he told the woman, he said, I was just distributing so I could collect enough money to go home, to stop distributing. And she told him, no, don't stop distributing. She said, this man, and again she pointed to Prabhupada, he didn't have the time to do what you're doing. So he wants you to do it. He wants you to distribute his books. So he understood that Krishna was encouraging him to stay. So he stayed. So we should understand that Krishna, we may not be so conscious of Krishna, but Krishna is always conscious of us. I mean, it's not so difficult to understand that. Krishna is supremely conscious. Just like he says in the 13th chapter, that you are the knower of your individual body, but I know all bodies. I'm conscious of all bodies, exactly what's going on. So Krishna is always conscious of us. He knows exactly what's going on with us mentally, physically, intellectually, spiritually. Krishna knows. So if we just keep that in mind and use that as encouragement to always take shelter of Krishna, I may be feeling inadequate, incompetent, and that's not a bad feeling. Prabhupada encouraged that, especially when you're around your spiritual master. As soon as you start feeling that you're, something big shot, then you're going to commit offenses, almost inevitably. So one should always feel meek and humble around the spiritual master, that I'm nothing, I have nothing. And literally we have nothing, not even these bodies, they're not ours. They belong to Krishna. The material conception is I am this body, and so I use this body in any way I want for my sense gratification, for my aggrandizement. But the spiritual approach is no. This body is on loan from Krishna. It's on loan from Krishna, and he will take it back. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when. He will take it back. Or more accurately, he will take us out of this body. The body will remain and we will be gone. What happens to the body after we leave is not up to us. Maybe the family members will burn it, maybe they will bury it, maybe they will whatever, depending on the tradition. But you will be taken out of this body. So before we're taken out of this particular body that we're in, we should get to the point of using it 100% in Krishna's service. And Krishna encourages, if you start with the mind, controlling the mind, then you have a good chance of using the body in my service. But if you just let the mind run wherever it wants to run, forget it. It's chanchalam hi mana Krishna. Arjuna says it's chanchal, it's flickering. It wants to go this way and then no, I want to go that way. I want to get this. No, I don't want it anymore. Just back and forth. I want to be involved with that person, but now next few weeks later that's the worst person I've ever met. Get out of my life. Like that. The mind is always pushing us. So the Vedic approach is be calm. Do everything systematically. Krishna says that if you do everything systematically in a regulated way, don't eat too much, don't eat too little, don't sleep too much, don't sleep too little, get enough, a little bit of recreation is even encouraged, What that means, you know, the first from person to person doesn't mean we go off and, you know, jump out of airplanes. This is my recreation. That's crazy. Some devotees are doing that. I don't encourage that at all. It may seem safe, but I remember, I've told this story before, but when I was a student, just before I joined the movement in New York, I became attracted to the skydiving. I was thinking, so many of my friends have done it, and it seems so, you know, scary, but at the same time appealing. I should do it. So I actually made up my mind, I'm going to go skydiving. So that was like on a weekend. The very next Monday, I pick up the New York Times, and the front page story, this person jumped out of a plane. It was their 1,000th jump. In other words, very experienced jumper. But everything went wrong. Everything went wrong. Main chute didn't open. Reserve chute didn't open. So I took that as a sign. Don't go jumping. So recreation, yes, we need a little recreation, but nothing crazy. No skydiving, nothing like that. A little swimming like that, maybe some volleyball, just to stay healthy. And if we do that, if we take Krishna's recommendation, don't eat too much, don't eat too little, don't sleep too much. Krishna says, yoga bhavati dukkha. You can actually mitigate the miseries of this material world just by being regulated and sane, living a sane life. And then above and beyond that, if we chant sincerely and seriously this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama. And it's not by the sweetness of my chanting, it's by Krishna's mercy that it works. Because the name Krishna and Krishna are non-different. And by Krishna's potency, when you come in contact with Krishna, you become purified. Krishna is the supreme purifier. Nothing can contaminate Krishna. So even the most contaminated person in contact with Krishna will gradually become purified. Krishna can never become contaminated. So again, it's not by our potency that the Hare Krishna mantra works. It's by Krishna's potency. And then when we become convinced of that, when we see in our own lives the potency of this Hare Krishna mantra, the effect that it has on us, then we automatically want to go out and give it to others. So our recommendation to the leaders of the world is, help us to promote this chanting of Hare Krishna. Prabhupada would say, if they would just give enough facility, like here in Los Angeles, we have so many huge stadiums. We have this Coliseum, we have the Rose Bowl. Imagine if the government would give us enough facility to rent the Rose Bowl for a night, to have a Hare Krishna rave, sponsor the prasadam, give us enough Lakshmi to buy boga and make mass prasadam. We would even volunteer to do it. We're not asking for any payment. Wouldn't you all volunteer to help cook for a big Hare Krishna rave? Jai, Hare Bo. We would do it. Ratna, we would be led by Ratna. We could make thousands of cookies an hour. Thousands an hour. We have the machine. Ratna knows how to do it. We could make thousands of chapatis per hour. So, this was Prabhupada's recommendation to the leaders of the world. Just give us a facility and see if it would work. But no, they're looking around for so many other solutions. They won't take the solution for Kali Yuga, the recommended solution to bring everybody out of insanity to sanity. So what can we do? Just keep tripping away, keep chipping away, keep going out, distributing the books, keep going out, chanting in the streets. Gradually, when the screws are tightened and you have more and more Dallases and more Orlandos, then people will be begging. They will be begging to join this movement because they can see that in spite of all of this craziness that's going on out there, the devotees are happy, the devotees are sane, and they will want to know more and more about us. So we can stop here. Maybe one question or comment before we wrap up? Yes, Maharaj. B.R. Sagar Maharaj would like to say something.
Hare Krishna.
Hare.
Thank you, Prabhu. Very enthusiastic class. Interesting point you mentioned at the end, that if we would have an opportunity to conduct a government-sponsored festival, Hare Krishna festival, that would be wonderful. And actually, such opportunities do exist, because I spoke with one of the leaders in Agape. She said, annually, government is sponsoring an interfaith event, and we could easily participate in that and have all prasadam distribution and all chanting and anything we want. So it's just a matter of actually, you know, getting an information and making little effort to connect with these people, and we could do it.
Jai.
There are such opportunities available.
Jai. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. One more over here.
To answer your inquiry, I'm the founder of Compassionate Santa Monica. We are the partners of the Charter for Compassion, that is a global organization based on Seattle, Washington. The Charter for Compassion is working to make the world a more compassionate place. And we work with the interfaith organization that you are mentioning. So I would like to be the link between this temple and the interfaith organization to make that happen. We have the Compassion Games coming up in September, so you can participate on that. It's from September 11 to September 21, finishing with the International Day of Peace of the United Nations. So I will be glad to partner with you and also bring you along as part of Compassionate Santa Monica.
Hare Krishna. Thank
Hare
you very
Krishna.
Much. Rantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Gaur Bhaktivrinda Ki Jai. There's a guest coming.
There's a very component of education, there's a component of interfaith. Yes, charterforcompassion.org.
Okay. I will definitely
check it out. So check that out, and then we can
meet. We have somebody here, I don't know if he's outside of the tradition, Dennis Surdas. He's how our we link to the interfaith community in Los
yes.
Angeles. Matter of
yes.
fact, he's been doing this for many, many years, and he's the treasurer of the organization.
Yes.
So he's involved with several interfaith organizations.
What I would like for you as a community mm-hmm. is to go to the Shadow for Compassion and to sign it.
Yeah.
And to affirm it.
So, yeah. So he's the
person.
Logical link
yes.
with you and with this organization that you're okay. representing.